It was another cold mid-March morning across our area. In the North Country, many spots started off well below zero this morning. And from the capital region on south, most areas were above zero, but still quite cold for this time of year. It has warmed up nicely this afternoon. Most areas have come up into the 30s today, which is less cold than it was yesterday, but still below normal for this time of year. And that's going to be the general theme as we work through the next several days. Temperatures will be at or below seasonable levels right through the first part of the weekend, and then we will see another shot of cold coming early next week. So as we move from winter to spring, there is no dramatic warm-up in our forecast. Our sky today has been quite bright in most areas. Sunshine has mixed with just a few clouds from time to time, and it will remain mostly clear tonight as high pressure continues to dominate the weather. It is going to be another cold night, but not as cold as last night. Temperatures will generally be above zero in the single digits and teens. However, it is possible that a few spots across the North Country do dip below zero during the nighttime hours. By tomorrow, that high pressure area will move off to the east, and that will open the door to increasing clouds coming in from the west. Those clouds are in association with a warm front that is attached to an area of low pressure that will ride through the Great Lakes area tomorrow and then across Canada on Thursday. So we'll see clouds thicken up during the day tomorrow, and there's the chance for some mixed precipitation, mainly tomorrow afternoon. Temperatures tomorrow will be mainly in the upper 30s to around 40 degrees. We could see some accumulating snow tomorrow night in some of the northern mountains, just a mixture of snow and rain elsewhere. And then on Thursday, that low will track across eastern Canada. There's still the chance for a few lingering rain and snow showers. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Mostly clear tonight, low in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow becoming mostly cloudy, chance of rain or snow late in the day, high 35 to 40. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Mostly clear tonight, low in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow becoming mostly cloudy, chance of rain or snow around and afternoon, high 35 to 40. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear, low in the upper teens to lower 20s. Tomorrow, becoming mostly cloudy, a chance of showers late in the day, high in the lower 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear, low in the teens to around 20, and tomorrow becoming mostly cloudy, a chance of showers late in the day, high in the upper 30s to around 40. Region-wide on Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of rain and snow showers, breezy, highs mainly in the 40s, and on Friday partly sunny, with highs in the 30s and 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.